welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. First off today, Apple has announced that Phil Schiller will transition into a new role of Apple Fellow. Schiller has long served as Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, but most of those responsibilities will now be occupied by Apple's Greg Joswiak. In his new role as an Apple Fellow, Schiller will continue to lead the App Store and Apple events, and he will continue to offer thought partnership and guidance. He will report to Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Schiller had also been leading PR for Apple since Steve Dowling's departure last year, but it's unclear who will now take over those responsibilities. In his statement, Schiller offers a retrospective look at his time at Apple, making it clear that this is his first step in his plans to make changes in his life as he turns 60 years old. The longtime Apple executive says that the Apple Fellow role will make it possible for him to pursue a few personal projects that he cares deeply about. Schiller has been on the Apple marketing team for 27 years, and his marketing duties will now be taken over by Greg Joswiak. For the past 4 years, Joswiak has served as Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing, and his new role will give him the broader title of Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing. Apple says that the Worldwide Marketing Organization is responsible for Apple's product management and product marketing, developer relations, market research, business management, as well as education, enterprise, and international marketing. The shift in responsibilities for Schiller, which certainly seem like the first step towards his eventual retirement, serve as the third major senior Apple executive change in the last 18 months. First, Angela Ahrens stepped down as Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail, with Deirdre O'Brien taking over as the new Senior Vice President of Retail and People. Several months later, Apple's longtime design lead, Johnny Ive, departed Apple to form his own independent design firm. Schiller's plans to take a step back seem like something that have been in the works for a while now, with Joswiak being groomed for the new position and taking on a more public-facing role over the last several years. You can read Apple's full announcement revealing this change at the link in the show notes below. In other news, while Microsoft has made its attempts to acquire TikTok publicly known, a new report yesterday indicated that Apple has also expressed serious interest in acquiring the company. The report came from Axios, and it explained that multiple sources have said that Apple has expressed interest in acquiring TikTok. The report is interesting because it also specifically points out that no sources inside of Apple have yet come forward with this information. So Axios' source is seemingly someone else involved in the negotiations, whether it's someone in the US government, Microsoft, or even ByteDance. And that's what's important to keep in mind here. There are quite a few moving parts to this story. Microsoft and other investors are actively negotiating with TikTok, and the United States government is also involved, requesting a portion of the sale price to the United States Treasury. And furthermore, TikTok would also want other players to be named, regardless of interest level, as a bargaining chip to try to get a higher price out of Microsoft or any other potential bidders. That could ultimately be how Apple's name got drug into this story, even if Apple actually hasn't expressed any interest in acquiring TikTok. And furthermore, Apple has denied this report in a statement, saying that there are no discussions about it buying TikTok and that it's not something the company is looking to pursue. A separate report also said that Google and Facebook have both expressed interest in acquiring TikTok, but it's unclear if there are any current negotiations ongoing between ByteDance and Google or Facebook. Any attempt by Facebook to acquire TikTok would almost certainly be met with quite a bit of regulatory pressure. The backstory here is that President Trump threatened to ban TikTok in the United States over concerns about national security. A report last week indicated that Microsoft was in active negotiations to purchase the United States operations of TikTok, but Trump initially shot down that idea. Over the last several days, Trump has grown more fond of a Microsoft acquisition of TikTok, but he's added that the deal should include a lot of money for the United States Treasury. If Apple were to acquire TikTok, it would represent the company's largest ever acquisition, by far. To this day, Apple's largest acquisition was the Beats deal, which was valued at $3 billion. The Information has reported that TikTok could be worth $30 billion or more. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. But 9to5Mac daily listeners can save 10% on all full-featured Direct Mail plans. Head over to directmailmac.com/9TO5 to see how Direct Mail can help your business grow. Last but certainly not least today, Apple has announced a new iMac, bringing several notable improvements, even though the physical design is staying the same. The 2020 iMac update features 10th generation Intel CPUs across the board in 6 and 8 core options. There's also a new 10 core option for the first time on a consumer iMac, and you can now spec the machine with up to 128 GB of RAM. The storage system of the iMac is now based around solid-state drives by default and can be configured up to 8 terabytes. Apple is also finally including the T2 security chip inside the iMac, offering high bandwidth write and read speeds as well as security benefits. Apple is updating the 27-inch iMac display to feature True Tone for better adaptive color balance. Customers can also now choose a nanotexture matte glass option, first seen in the Pro Display XDR. This nanotexture option will give your iMac a matte finish instead of glossy, and it's available as a $500 add-on. That's expensive, but it's actually half the price of the nanotexture add-on for the Pro Display XDR. The 27-inch iMac now features the same 1080p FaceTime camera as the iMac Pro. Apple has also upgraded the microphones to its latest studio quality system, which the company officially debuted with the 16-inch MacBook Pro last year. The new microphones and FaceTime camera are perfect for the new work-from-home environment. The base model of the 27-inch iMac now includes a 6-core CPU, 8GB of RAM, a Radeon Pro 5300 GPU, and a 256GB SSD. The new 27-inch iMacs start at $1,799 and are available to order today and are shipping from this week. As for the 21.5-inch iMac, the only change Apple has made is that the base configuration now includes an SSD. But you can still switch that to a Fusion drive as a build-to-order option if you simply want the most storage possible at the lowest price. And finally, unless you desperately need a new desktop, it might be wiser to wait for the next-generation Apple Silicon iMacs. Most people assume that Apple is saving its major iMac redesign, with slimmer bezels and a slimmer design, for its new lineup of ARM-based desktops. In fact, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple is readying a 24-inch iMac with Apple Silicon processors that could be released later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.